Hey, this is Lauren, and for once, I'm not doing a podcast in my Magbie R's voice, which is obnoxious. So I have to try not to slip into her voice, because it's really easy to kind of go in and out of that high-pitched, girly voice. I'm going to bore everyone with a poem that I wrote today. It's about, and I'll probably attach, I definitely actually will attach photographs of the finger puppets in question. There is a seahorse named Sparks McHooven, and he is a racehorse, a race seahorse, who competes in the Sequestrian Games. And his jockey is a shark by the name of Maximus Finn, and this is all about their adventures. And if you're easily offended, you might be offended by this. It's not for kids, so not safe for work. Let me put that disclaimer on it right away. And try not to say so freaking much. This is called A Second Chance for Sparks McHooven. Sparks McHooven was the fastest seahorse of the pack, but there was one thing he happened to lack. His fellow contenders in the Sequestrian Games made fun of him constantly and called him names. Every night, Sparks would sit alone, brooding in the dark. No one wants to be your friend when your jockey is a shark. The other seahorses liked to call him Shark Fucker. Another of their favorites was Sparks the Cocksucker. The insults made Sparks feel he had something to prove, so he vowed to make it with anything that moved. His lifestyle choices made him feel quite lonely. No matter what he did, each night he thought, if only I could be accepted by the other seahorses, I might feel obliged to give up my deviant choices. Sparks took to the drink. His favorite was scotch. He'd take all his winnings and blow them all on the slots. His infamy with the ladies grew quite legendary. All the seashore was a-twitter, wondering who he would marry. But Sparks loved the fast life, and a new mare each night. He knew all the best dives where the bitches was tight. Life in the fast lane had always been Sparks' speed, but one day he discovered he should have taken heed. To every warning he had heard about the ladies, one day he might meet a gal crazy to make babies. He dismissed the naysaying as trivial fluff. If he banged a girl twice, she might do the weird stuff. Poor Sparks McHooven should have been more hesitant. The very next morning, he woke up pregnant. Sparks was afraid pregnancy would mean the end of his career. He was so torn up, he even shed a tear. When he finally confessed his condition to his jockey, Maximus Finn gnashed his teeth and said, "Don't be such a donkey. By the time it's over, racing season will be nigh. Otherwise, if you want, I might know a guy." Sparks considered for a moment having an abortion, but such a scandal might cause too much commotion to the Sequestrian community to which he dreamed to belong, instead of teetering on the outskirts, stroking his wong. 20 days after conception, Sparks began to have contractions. Each pain was a grueling reminder of the consequences of his actions. After all the young fries were expelled from his womb, Sparks was back to the races faster than a sonic boom. However, there was one problem Sparks hadn't expected: childbirth's toll on his body and how it had wrecked it. Through the guidance of his faithful jockey, Maximus Finn, Sparks was determined to race again and more determined to win. Slowly but surely, he built his reputation back up until the fateful day of the race for the Sequestrian Cup. Now that Sparks was considered the underdog of seahorses, the crowd cheered him on in a record number of forces. Tails flicked in excitement, waiting for the race to begin. All hailed Sparks McHooven and jockey Maximus Finn. Shark-seahorse relations reached an all-time high as they raced for the finish and the win of their lives. Thank you.